Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Light presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
My name is Peter Jordan. In the past 2 years, I've struggled to maintain a healthy sleep pattern. A friend of mine introduced me to CBD oil. Over a 3 year period, I've seen a dramatic improvement, and I would highly recommend it to family and friends.
And if you would like to get your hands on some CBD oil, our show sponsors, Greenheart CBD, have given us a really special offer for our Opinions Matter listeners. You can get a 20% discount off all CBD products on their website. All you do is you visit their website, greenheartcbd.ie. Then you go through the website, find what you want in terms of CBD products, bring them to the checkout, and at checkout, if you use the promo code podcast2022, you'll immediately get a 20% discount off all CBD products that you buy. And you can do that over and over again as often as you like. So once again, you go to greenheartcbd.ie, find whatever it is you're looking to purchase, and then at checkout, use the promo code podcast2022, and you will get a 20% discount straight away. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, on today's show, we want to discuss the fact that thousands of undocumented migrants and their families who've been living here illegally have been thrown a lifeline by the government that will allow them to stay in this country. The Department of Justice has estimated that there could be as many as 17,000 undocumented people, including 3,000 children, living in Ireland. Now, those who have lived in Ireland for the past 4 years can apply for official permission to live here. Now, Helen McEntee, the Minister for Justice, said the plan would improve the lives of thousands who were contributing to society but had to live in the legal shadows. So under this plan, and this is what we want to get your opinion on, under this plan, undocumented people with children under the age of 18 will only need to have lived in Ireland for 3 years in order to apply to stay. Successful applicants will be able to work in Ireland and can begin a path to Irish citizenship. The only problem is this story has divided opinion on social media. So today we want to ask you, is this the fair and humane thing to do? We know, for example, in fact, many of us will know people who are Irish and living undocumented in the States, for example, the exact same situation.
Yeah, there's 50,000, an estimated 50,000 undocumented. Two of my friends make up that 50,000. I'll tell you about them in a second. But there are 50,000 undocumented Irish immigrants in the United States. And I never hear any single one of you giving out about that, saying they should be kicked out. Why? Because they're white. And I think that's what this comes down to.
Is it?
This is a race issue. This is 100% a race issue. And Ireland, we only have to see that today from the story from the Borgosh Energy Theatre about those the cast members. For those of you who aren't aware of this, cast members of The Lion King, which is playing in the Borgosh Energy Theatre at the moment, were racially abused in Dublin City Centre there the other day. Just happened to be black. Walking through the streets of Dublin, and they were abused. You don't want to know this. Irish people don't want to hear this, but Ireland is an inherently racist country. It is. It absolutely is. I would hate.
I was reading some of the comments online, and some people were saying we have to look after our own first, and the usual shite.
But that's all it is.
This is just utter racism.
Yeah, it is utter racism. Because these same people don't give out about the Irish people living in America. And in fact, I heard an Irish guy who's living in America being interviewed on the television recently, and he was saying if you're white and illegal in America, you're much more likely to get away with it. Whereas if you're Mexican looking and you're illegal, they'll pick you up straight away.
So you think that that's the exact same here?
It's racism. I'm just looking at some of the comments. By the way, all these gobshites were invited onto a show. There was one saying, oh, we don't need more rapists and murderers in this country. Absolutely.
Who said that?
I can't, what was his name again? Sean. Absolute moron of a man. But that's what you're dealing with. Here's how I feel about this, yeah? If someone is happy and willing to work, earn money, and not commit any crimes, yeah? Come along. Welcome.
And we want to know how...
If you strip everything away, strip away all the bullshit, it comes down to skin colour. That's what it comes down to. And the fact that Ireland is an inherently racist country. And the reason we are a racist country is because for years, we never had people from different races living with us. I mean, up until 30 years ago, you'd be hard-pressed to find a black person in Ireland. Paul McGrath, probably one of the few, or what's his name, Tin Lizzy fella?
Phil Lynott.
Phil Lynott, yeah. Other than that, and then all of a sudden, the doors opened, as they should do. The times change, and a lot of Irish people couldn't handle that and still can't handle it. And there's this impression that people have as well that migrants come in and they do absolutely nothing and they get everything for free. And again, it's all based on bullshit. It's all based on false stories on social media. And that's what propagates this racism.
So a lot of the 17,000 people that we're talking about here are actually working here. And you can compare them to somebody you might know in the States who's there illegally. They can't come home because if they did come home, they can't get back into the States.
A friend of mine is a roofer. He's a roofer in Illinois, moved to the States on a J-1 visa 20 years ago, hasn't come home, running a roofing company in Illinois, making a fortune. He's there illegally. Mm. But because he has white skin, none of you will have a problem.
He doesn't stand out from the crowd. All right. Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hi, Art. How are you?
Good, thanks, Laura. Well, what do you think of this? 17,000 undocumented foreign nationals living in Ireland are to have their situation, regularised, basically. They're going to be given an opportunity to stay here.
I think it's a great idea. Absolutely perfect. Like, I worked in the childcare sector for 13 years, and I witnessed the deportation of a family who had sought asylum here in Ireland. And that was just devastating, an absolute blow to that family.
You say you witnessed it. Tell me what happened.
As in, the mother had to come to the creche with two Gardas to take the children out, and then they were brought straight to the airport.
Right, okay, so literally within minutes they were at the creche, taking the kids out. I assume she was upset.
It was absolutely horrendous. The children were crying, we were crying. I spoke to the mother while she was at the airport with the children, then a few hours later, and their hearts are broken, our hearts are broken. It was the children's lives were just upped and everything they knew.
And I assume then the children were born here and were living here, living their normal life here. They'd never known any different, basically.
So there was two children. One of them was 5 at the time and the other child was 2. The 2-year-old was born in Ireland and the 5-year-old came here when he was 6 months old. So Ireland was all they knew. Carrick and Shore was all they knew. You know what I mean? We took care of them as they were small babies. And the mother worked in a local shop as well, you know. So it wasn't as if she was living here free of board or, you know, anything like that. She was a hard-working woman.
Yes.
And
okay.
she was rearing her two children here.
Yeah, so she wasn't scrounging off the state or anything of the sort. She was paying her own way. And, yeah, that's awful. That really is.
Yeah, it was horrendous. So then when I read there were 3,000 children living here illegally, you know, when I think that something like that could happen to them, everything they know, this is their culture, basically. Ireland is their home. So that they could actually be deported from Ireland, from everything they know. And they obviously have, like, attachment issues that's going to affect their development.
Of course, yeah.
They're not run from countries, you know, where everything is okay, everything is fine. Why are they leaving? That's what we need to find out first. Why are they leaving these countries? Obviously, it's not safe and they're seeking asylum here and a new life. And most of these people work and they work really hard and they're assets to society, you know? So why not make them legal? And at least then you can have background checks with them and know,
What the government have said is that this will apply only to people of good character, basically. If you've a string of criminal convictions, you probably won't be allowed to stay. But if you've behaved yourself while you've been here, haven't really come to the attention of the guards and all of that, the chances are you will be allowed to stay here, particularly if you're working and paying your own way.
Which is only fair. And then I do have to laugh at the Irish. we should look after our own.
Mm.
So, you know what I mean? I'm sure if they passed a homeless person on the street with a tree on a few bob.
That's, or, a, you know, yeah, that's what annoys me. These people, you know, these,
yeah.
And I'm looking at them now, look after our own forest. What about our own homeless? These these same people have never done a decent thing for charity in their lives. They'd cross the road. They'd cross the road rather than give money to a homeless person. Yet they think by putting a comment on Facebook, look after our own homeless.
Look after our own.
Yeah, it makes them Mother Teresa. They're arseholes. That's what they are. Arseholes.
And arseholes who are afraid to speak
100%.
And afraid to be challenged. Afraid to speak and afraid to be challenged.
And probably doing more things as well along with it, you know, so...
All right, do you think this having witnessed a family being deported from Ireland, the children being taken out of the creche with the guards outside the door and brought straight to Dublin Airport and thrown onto an aeroplane, you saw the devastation that that caused?
Oh, yeah, 100%, you know, and everyone was just heartbroken, and that family, and I've never heard from them again. You know, which is a heartbreaking thing, because we practically raised the kids. We had them in the creche early morning to later on in the evening, because the mother was a hard working woman.
That
you
is,
know,
yeah,
and
that
she
is terribly sad.
Opposite days. Yeah, so I think everyone deserves a chance to live a happy life and live it in a legal way. You know, it's only legalisation. That's all this is.
Yep.
So they're here anyway.
And like we said, for years, the Irish government has been campaigning in America to have Irish in America have their situation regulated. Now, the Americans...
And have a citizenship, yeah.
Yeah, and the Americans haven't done it, much and all, as we've campaigned for it to happen. So why not... do it for the people who are here. All right, great to talk to you, Laura. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, lads. Take care.
Bye-bye. 0858252626. This is Keith.
Doctors, nurses are well and good, but I think the ball is at being played too many times, and these people being told that the doctors and nurses, especially if a crime pops up or something, and people say, "Yeah, these are doctors and nurses, they only are world of good." Look, the country is struggling as it is. The last thing we want is to overpopulate, because poverty, more poverty will kick in and it will stress out the system more than what it already is. So, no, it's not a good idea. Not the way the country is right now.
Keith, can I just tell you, you're saying it's not a good idea, it'll create poverty. Those 17,000 people that we're talking about are here already.
Yeah.
It's not like we're bringing them in. They're here already.
And you're talking about overpopulation. The population of Ireland used to be 8.5 million. So
back in the before the famine,
before the famine, a lot of people, again, uneducated people don't get this. Before the famine, the population, people think that Ireland years ago, there was only like 20 people living in a village somewhere. Before the famine, before, you know, the vast majority of Irish people were killed off by the famine, the population was 8.5 million.
I remember reading somewhere that had the famine not happened, the population of Ireland would now be about 22 or 23 million.
Yeah.
All right. He's saying it's not a good idea because it'll create poverty. And what I said, Keith, is those 17,000 people are here already. So how is that going to make the situation any worse?
And by the way, you talk to anybody at the moment who owns like a restaurant or a pub or a hotel, they cannot get staff. They cannot get staff. Even to the point that I was in a hotel restaurant at the weekend, and the sign on the hotel restaurant said, please bear with us because we cannot get staff to do the jobs. So they were actually telling customers that service might be a bit slow because...
Oh, really? And they were admitting that it's because of staff shortages?
Yeah, because of staff shortages. Yeah, yeah.
Now, Porrick, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Porrick?
Not too bad, Adrian.
Well, Porrick, what do you think of this idea to regulate the status of 17,000 people living in Ireland undocumented?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I think, Adrian. I think Padraig Pearce, Michael Collins, James Connolly, Robert Emmett and Wolf Tone should have stayed in their beds.
Meaning?
Meaning that our birthright, we've been sold out to make the Indigenous Irish a minority by 2060.
Well, the Indigenous Irish are not going to be a minority anytime soon, Porrick.
Well, if you follow the projections, you'll see I'm on the money, my old son.
You're on the money that Indigenous Irish people will be a minority of the population.
And what's your worry? What's your worry, Patrick? What's your fear?
You would be okay with a thing called birth rate. Obviously, if you look at the population explosion, it is not in Europe, and it's in certain parts of Africa.
What's the point you're getting at?
I don't make it.
Oh, sorry, hang on. You think that African people are going to come to Ireland, they obviously have more children than Irish families, according to you, and they're deliberately having bigger families so they can outnumber us and take us over. Is that the deal?
I could be a lot more cynical, Jeremy, and say that the birth rate of the indigenous Europeans is way down. I could bore you with the stats 1.8, 1.6 for Germans, French, UK and Irish. Like back in the day, as you well know, average Irish family was about 10. Now it's about 1.6. So let's get real here. This, if you want to be really cynical, this is government is doing this deliberately because it's all about commerce. And the birth rate, indigenous birth rate is down. They need people because people are living until they're 95 to pay the pensions, etc. So they don't care. Let any Tom, Dick and Harry in. Give them citizenship and dish out like snuff away.
Okay, hang on for one second, Porrick. Firstly, the people that we are talking about here, the 17,000 undocumented people, including 3,000 children, are here already. They're not going to arrive. They are here already. Just like 50,000 Irish are living in the States undocumented. It's the exact same thing. Now, we've been campaigning for years for the undocumented Irish in America to be allowed to stay. We've had government representatives speaking to presidents about this. Now, they haven't done it, but we still would like to see it. Now, what's the difference here?
Yeah, would you look at illegal Irish living in America? Would you look at them with the same disdain that you appear to look at foreign nationals and migrants living in Ireland with?
Well, actually, Jeremy, I was that though, because I was technically illegal in America for 9 months. Because I went there, as you know, you can go 3 months on the tourist visa. I overstayed for 9 months. I came back again, and I was working there, cash in hand in construction. But I wasn't taking any social security, as they call it over there.
And can I just say to you, Porrick, the vast majority of the 17,000 here in Ireland aren't either. They're actually working.
Well, at this juncture, as you know, where there is full employment, nobody actually gets there, everybody's recruiting. I beg the question, why is there actually 140,000 people on the live register, of which 100,000 are Irish and 40,000 are foreign nationals?
And where did you get these figures from? It sounds like you're making stuff up, Barry.
Well, I have contacts in social protection.
Well, can I just tell you, Padraig, social welfare figures are not broken down by nationality. They never have been.
No, I don't know how you get that sort of information.
Well, I'll tell you, if you bear with me, I'll tell you how I get it. I have two family members associated now. Do you get my drift?
Two family members associated, okay. I still don't get your drift, but...
Well, if you don't get my drift, you need to go to... You obviously went to school of slow learners, Jeremy.
Okay, Porrick, as far as you're concerned, the 17,000 undocumented people living here in Ireland, many of whom are working in really good jobs, are contributing to Irish society. You could argue the country would be a lot worse off without many of them. You want them all rounded up and deported, just like we heard from that last caller. Drag children out of creches and chuck them onto aeroplanes.
Well, as Obama once says, we shall not blame the children for the sins of their parents. But if this, what type of message does this send out? This is technically an amnesty.
But what the Minister for Justice, it is technically an amnesty, yeah. you're dead right, but what the Minister said yesterday was, this is a once-in-a-generation offer. This is not going to happen every year, once-in-a-generation. If you're here, undocumented, come forward, speak to us, and we'll arrange for you to be able to stay.
Well, do you seriously buy that, Adrian?
Why wouldn't I buy it?
I don't buy that, because Helen McEntee should be up in the Hague for demographic crimes against the Republic of Ireland.
I'll let you respond.
Can I ask you a question, Porter? What is your fear? What is your fear for Ireland in the next 20? Because I assume you're in your 60s now, are you?
61, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to be around for another 25 years or so.
Well, I can follow your argument here, but you see, I don't selfishly think of my pre-score in 10 or 96. Who knows? We get hard. This is the country that we're just passing through. I'm thinking of my children and my grandchildren, and what type of Ireland they're going to grow up in.
A lot of people would argue that the type of Ireland that we have now is a much nicer Ireland to Ireland of 50 years ago. It's a much nicer, more friendly, more welcoming place.
I get back to the elephant in the room, Adrian. What message does it send out every Tom, Dick and Harry would be saying, Ireland's a soft touch, let's get over
there. No, because Helen McEntee said yesterday, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, only applies to people who are already here over 3 years. End of story. So you can't, you know, you won't have a plane loads of foreigners arriving saying, oh, I want to be able to stay as well, because it doesn't apply to them.
I get it that you don't want people arriving over here and just freeloading, but if these 17,000 people have made a life for themselves here and they are willing to work, what difference does it make what someone has on their passport or what colour their skin is once they are willing to work hard, pay their taxes and not commit any crimes? What difference does it make?
I've got a problem, Jeremy, with people that come in. It's a non-EU, they come, we think, called a visa. Do you remember that? Now, if there's no rules and regulations, what the Minister of Justice, Ministry of Justice is saying here to people that come in illegally, it's okay, lad. Look, it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? We'll just give you an amnesty once in a generation. Like I said, I don't buy that. We see what's coming across the English Channel in the dinghies. We see what's happening on the American border, southern border at the moment. It's mayhem. It's going to continue because what we have here is a soft touch and people, I mean, at the end of the day, as well as that, it's all about, isn't it strange that nobody's seeking asylum or coming into countries in Eastern Europe where all the freebies are in Western and Northern Europe? I could bore you with the details of the freebies in Germany, France, UK and Ireland.
Okay, so again, Pádraig, I'm going to ask you, would you prefer to see the 17,000 undocumented people in Ireland thrown out?
Exactly, because that sends out a message like the Australians did, that if you don't come in here legally. And I agree with you, Adrian. Some people are coming to this country and enhance the country. They're coming in legally. And I've got a problem with that, Adrian. But a lot of people are coming in basically bending the rules and they're being rewarded for doing this, you know?
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please. And one final question, Pádraig. You've already admitted that for a period of time you were an illegal in the States. What is the difference? Why do we campaign for the Irish to be allowed to remain in the States? And, you know, we have government ministers going campaigning on behalf of illegal Irish in America. What's the difference?
Like I said, the clue is in the name illegal. So the illegal Irish, if I caught, and some of them have been, should be deported immediately.
Okay, all right. Stay there for a second. I want to go to Kevin. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kevin?
How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Kev. Now, you've been listening to Pádraig. He'd sooner have the 17,000 rounded up and thrown out of the country. What do you think on this?
Absolutely not. First and foremost, okay, the first thing I want to correct is, in my opinion, we're not historically or naturally a racist country. We are historically and naturally a suspicious country, I think would be the fair statement.
Okay, one of the reasons I could argue with you that historically we are not a racist country is that historically we didn't have much race.
We never had to put up with other races,
Well,
this is why I call it suspicious, because we didn't have much race.
Yeah, okay, so we're suspicious. Yeah, we're suspicious.
Yeah, I think we are suspicious, and I some see on the streets every day, and I'm not going to name a nationality or anything like that because I'm not a discriminating racist person, but I think some of the images people see walking around the city, it kind of thwarts and misconstrues their opinion on what foreign nationals are. I mean, that's like saying that red blush there, even though you paint it with blue, it's still red. It's ridiculous. 17,000, you know, for the opportunity to become illegal is not a bad thing. As long as they're working, they're paying their taxes, they're contributing, they're abiding by the law, then I don't see an issue with it.
Let me just go back to Pádraig on that point. Pádraig, as long as they are contributing to society, then what is the problem here?
Well, I'll tell you what the problem is. It's been well documented. You would be all fair with something called family reunification. And that means, let's get real here. But once it's 17,000, once you factor in that your reunification, you're looking at the whole village. You're looking at over a couple of 100,000. Let's get real here. Let's not have our intentions sorted here by 17,000. And regards race card, this old chestnut, the race card, One man's racist is another man's patriot.
Okay, and I'm assuming you're putting yourself in the patriot category.
It would be in the latter, my friend.
Yes, okay. Now, as far as you're concerned, that we don't need to give any sort of an amnesty to the 17,000 people. We can do very well without them.
Exactly. I mean, Helen McEntee should hang her head in shame, so-called Minister for Justice. They should be immediately rounded up. That would send out a message like the Australians did when they send out the gunboats on these people, and they were sniping off the Christmas Island, etc., to be vetted. And you don't get into the mainland in Australia. Don't mess with us if you're coming in here taking the
That's a bit cheap. I've always found this attitude by the Australians a bit hypocritical, because every single Australian, unless you're an indigenous Australian, they all came here. In fact, most of them came as prisoners because
of
the
prison. Europe. Yeah.
So you look at any white Australian, Padraig. Yeah. Any white Australian, they are not indigenous to Australia. So have you got a problem? Have you got a problem with all the white Australians?
You know the history of Australia.
Yes, I do.
In America, they were Europeans. We all know there were white Europeans that went in and took the land from Aborigines and the Native Indians in America. We all know the history there, Dermot.
I want to quote you back again. You said, you know, about being a patriot and all that. Yeah, if you were a true patriot, yeah, the only people that you would recognise as being Native Australians would be Aborigines, and you would want every other person rounded up and thrown out of the country. Australia was originally the land of the Aborigines, so just keep them there and get rid of everybody else.
Hold on now, we're not going back 300 or 400 years. We're talking that at this juncture, in 2022 in the Republic of Ireland, about 17,000. Let's not go back to the caveman now, Jeremy.
Well, we're not actually. You're only talking about 250, 300 years ago.
Well, that's going back to the caveman, really.
It's not, Pádraig. Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please. We're talking about the offer from the Irish government, the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, to allow 17,000 undocumented foreign nationals, including 3,000 children living in Ireland, to apply for official permission to live here. This is Angela.
Hi, guys. Just in regards to this subject, I don't mind anyone coming into this country. You can, if they come over here and work and don't scrounge off the state, that's basically it. If there are people here undocumented and they're working, give them a citizenship. You know, they're contributing to the country. So, yeah, I think give them citizenship, but it can't be a thing of come over and live off Irish taxes and everything. No, that's not right. But if they come over here, they showed that they want to work and they do work. And I'd actually agree with anyone who is here illegally and working. Why not just make them citizens? Because that's what they're doing. They're over here to work for their family, to put food on the table and a roof over their head. So if that's what they're doing, come over here, get a job, work hard. I don't mind that. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. And as we said, an awful lot of the people who are in Ireland illegally, an awful lot of them are working. They are contributing to Irish society. Mm-hmm. Now, sorry.
They probably looked after you the last time you were in hospital.
Yes, they may well have, yeah. Niall, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niall?
Hiya.
Now, Niall, what did you want to say on this?
Well, as long as there's background checked and, you know, they want to work, it's fine. It really is.
Now, what the government said yesterday is anybody who is of decent character, basically, hasn't been involved in major crime. Now, they did say a petty crime. If you committed a petty crime when you were here, that wouldn't necessarily go against you. But if you've any sort of a criminal record, that will go against you. So you basically believe as long as somebody is contributing to society, then they should be entitled to stay?
Pretty much. I would say that's a little, I would say even the petty crimes is like a little more, a lot more softer than other
countries would be.
You smoke a joint over in the, caught with a joint over here, you're not allowed in the States, you know?
No, that's true. So we yes, I agree. We might be a little bit lenient, but the government have clearly said if you've any sort of a criminal record, then you will not be entitled to stay. They will throw you out, basically. So if you're of good character, then you will be entitled to stay here if you're of good character. This is Keith.
Now look, there's no point in trying to brand the Irish now for trying to look after their own police. Like, and brand them, whatever he's branding them there. Like, it's not, the country is struggling. It's in bits as it is. Like, if things were okay, I'm sure they got a lot of people to be all right about this. But like, what you have coming over here is gangs. Like, the Middle Eastern gangs, there's no doubt about it. Like, yeah, there is good foreigners coming into the country and they do, like, pull their weight in it. But yeah, maybe the good thing, the ones with stringer criminal records, post them back to where they came from. But do you know what? They'll be back on the back of the lorries and they'll be back in no time until they get asylum. So the law needs to come down extra heavy on them.
All right. Extra heavy, he says.
I don't know where he's getting the countries in bits from, to be honest with you. The countries in bits, is it? Are we on our knees? Are we a third world country?
No, we're not. No,
is there huge poverty? Are there people dying on the streets?
No. If you were out last weekend and you saw the crowds out celebrating our freedom, you'd know that the country's not in a bad way. Elizabeth, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Elizabeth?
Hi.
She's angry. You're angry with Padraig, aren't you?
Oh, I'm incensed.
Okay, go on. Tell me why.
I'm white. I very much look white, but the minute I open my mouth, I will be known as a foreigner. And I have been told many times that I am the safe immigrant.
What's a safe immigrant?
I asked somebody that. Now, what people don't know is that my mother is not white, but I look very white. But the minute they say, oh, you know, because you can speak English and you're American. And so if I was from Zimbabwe, you wouldn't think I was okay, but I spoke English? Or is it another thing? And they just give me this blank stare. And when I came in, I had to pay a fee. There was a processing fee, a criminal background check. I had to send in something that checked back for years in the United States to prove that I was okay to come in. Now, because some of these people that are coming, they have no idea the hoops that you have to go through. Now,
so how long are you here, Elizabeth?
I've been here almost 8 years.
8 years, okay. 8 years. And have you permission to stay here?
I have, yes, I do. I have my application in for my Irish citizenship and everything. My child is an Irish child. Now, according to Patrick, she's not a national, what did he call her? What was the natural born citizens? What are they? The minute the child is born here, she's a natural born citizen.
Not necessarily, unless one of her parents is Irish.
Well, my husband is Irish. He's born and raised here, too. Been here for hundreds of years. They'll tell you the story about how they came up on a cart from Dublin. It's a fun story. Too long. But I have been told many times in the last almost 8 years that I was a safe immigrant, and I would just look at them, and I'm just like, then my mother comes to visit, and I just go, yeah, this is my mother, and I get the blink, 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 slow blink, and I'm just sitting there like, yeah, now what are you going to say to me?
Look, okay, so so because you're American, because you look white, even though, as you said, you're of mixed race, people don't really bat an eyelid about you.
No, and you know what? No one's ever called immigration on me. No one's ever even questioned that I don't belong in this country, ever. Some people think I'm vacationing because they've not met me, but I mean, people don't even blink. But I've heard people call people horrible names in front of me, calling people dirty immigrants and things like that. And I'm just looking at them like, dude, I'm standing right here, and they go, we don't mean you. What? Huh?
So the point being that ultimately this comes down to inherent racism because you're not from an African country or an Asian country.
It is super inherent. It is extremely. And someone that says they're a patriot by sounding absolutely like ethnic cleansing is just insane. just embracing the hatred of not letting people in. These people, if they've been here for 3 years, not causing a ruckus, working, not doing anything that they shouldn't do, you know, part of the application process gives you a background check. So obviously those people are going to be vetted no matter what. It's not like it's a blank slate going, Parik, you've been here for 3 years.
Parik, I want to bring you back in for a second. And you're listening to this lady. She's American. She is as much a foreigner as most other people who are foreigners, but she doesn't get treated the same way. She is a safe immigrant.
Well, I don't think it's such a thing as a safe immigrant, but the elephant in the room here is, Adrian, that multiculturalism is a failed concept. And apart from anything else, I could cite you the knife crime in London and Paris, the grooming in all over the north of England, most of England, since the 90s. The crime rate grows up exponentially in around 15%. And I could also cite you in this country that if it wasn't for mass immigration and background checks, Ashley Morton, God rest her soul, would still be alive.
But it's okay for you to spend 9 months in my country, rent-free. It's totally fine.
No, I didn't say it was fine. I already said previously all illegal Irish should be rounded up and deported if they're caught.
But you're a hypocrite. You didn't spend your 3 years, and as soon as you spent that 3 months, you started working. You were illegal.
No, I said
you were a criminal. You were a criminal in the eyes of the United States.
I'm a criminal because I overstayed by 9 months. What do you call the 17,000 non-nationals that have received basically an amnesty here?
I call them undocumented immigrants too.
You're a hypocrite. You're calling me a criminal, and you're calling them undocumented. Are you for real?
You're calling them awful names too.
I just said they came here illegally, which they did. They should have been rounded up and deported.
But it was okay for you to do it.
And you did admit that you did it.
It was okay. I had it with women trouble, and at the time, I stayed over by 9 months. Wasn't a big deal. I came home again, and I wasn't sponging off the system.
So these people aren't a big deal either.
I wasn't sponging off the system like a lot of non-nationals are doing in this country.
Sorry, Parik. Out of the 17,000 people who are living here, the ones that will be allowed to stay are the ones that are contributing to Irish society, that are working, doing exactly what you did when you were in America, and, you know, they're able to provide for themselves. And the country, it could be argued, needs some of these people, because if all 17,000 were to leave tomorrow, we could be in trouble. That's the fact of it.
Like I said previously, Adrian, some of the immigration in this country has enhanced our country. But unfortunately, we've had the good and the bad. There's always good and bad with immigration, Adrian. It's not a panacea. There's a lot of people in this country who are, like I said, living on benefits, who commit crimes. The jails are full of them.
All right. It's quite clear that you do not want them to be allowed to stay. You want them to be rounded up and deported if they're here illegally, regardless of the contribution that they're making to this country.
Like I said earlier, what signal does it send out to the rest of the world? Ireland, soft touch. Let's get over there, lads. Claim asylum, you won't get deported.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in some more calls on this. And on line two, we have Phil. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Phil?
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, Phil, what did you want to say on this?
It was the lady there, Angela. I think she made the perfect point there that I completely agree with her. If they're contributing to society, and I think you said just there that they are going to be, anyone that's being given this is contributing, then I don't see the issue with it. Like, they're doing more than, like, I wouldn't say the majority, but a minority of people in this country from Ireland, they're contributing more than those people. So we'd be blessed to have them, to be fair.
And like I said, an awful lot. I saw one interview with one woman who's here 17 years, I think she said, or something like that, from the Philippines. Her children, she left behind. One of her children has medical issues, which is why she stayed here, to earn good money to send back for him to get his medical care. And people like Parik would have that woman thrown out.
But what that woman's doing is admirable. I don't think it matters what they're doing. If they're coming here and they're working, even for an admirable reason like that or any other reason, for even a selfish reason, just to have a better life, you can't they're contributing to us. So we'd be like, there's people out here that the more people we have, the more taxpayers we have, the better the country is, the more services you get. I don't see the issue.
And why do you think some people have an issue? I don't really understand it myself.
Because you do hear it all the time, don't you? You hear that, oh, why don't we look after ourselves first? We have all the homeless people in the country. We have all other issues that's going on.
And we do have all those issues.
We do, and they're never going to go away. But the more people we bring in, and if they're contributing, and we don't know if these people are on council houses, we don't know if they're getting anything, but they're paying tax, that's just going to help the issues in the long run. So if anything, bringing the more people in to pay tax money, that's more available resource for the government to actually try and fix issues that people are giving out.
I agree. And as long as an individual, for example, if you want to retire to a country like Switzerland, which isn't in the European Union, you're perfectly entitled to do that as long as you can prove
you've money to
support
same
yourself.
Same with the States, isn't it? You can retire to the States if you have
sufficient
funds.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
you'll never have to
be a drain on them.
To be a drain on them. Yeah.
All right, we'll take more of your calls. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. We'll take more calls in just a second.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Now, Ruben, you're a little bit annoyed listening to this conversation. Why?
Because, like I mentioned before, the first, good morning from Mexico. The second is that, as you mentioned before, there's too many illegals, Irish in America, and not just there, everywhere. And they take the jobs and everything is fine. But when someone like me go to Ireland to work and pay taxes and contribute with the government, they get mad. They're insulting you and you say you came here to take the Irish jobs. We want you out of here. You know, of course, not so with nice words.
Let me ask you, you were living here in Ireland, is that right?
Yes, for 21 years.
And now you're in Mexico.
Well, I'm still on holidays because I retired from Dublin Bus. I can see my family and I'll be back on the 9th of February.
All right, okay. So you're just away on holidays. And what is your status living here in Ireland?
Well, I'm married to an Irish-born citizen. We got married in New York, and she asked me to come with her to Ireland, and I decided to come. We had, at that time, two young boys. That time was 5 and 2, and I prefer to go and stay with my family, you know, my two kids. And I get a job in Dublin Bus, and as soon as I opened my mouth with my accent, they started cursing me, insulting me, and telling me to get out of the country, and don't take the Irish jobs. My wife bringing me here.
And sorry, who would you get this abuse from, Ruben? Where would it mainly come from?
Passengers.
From passengers. So as soon as a passenger would hear you on a Dublin bus and could hear that you're clearly not Irish, they would take it out on you.
That's correct.
And
Ireland has been changed, yeah.
Did that make your job very uncomfortable? How often was this happening to you?
Oh, constantly. It was for 3 or 4 years, constantly. When they asked me how much is the fare, and I said, well, it's that amount, and they always run away with my accent, start, you know, abusing me. And I mentioned it a couple of times to my company, and they said, well, there's nothing we can do. Just shut up and just keep driving. And that's what I did. And for 21 years until I retired from Dublin Bus.
Give me an idea, Ruben, of the worst thing that was said to you. So you were a bus driver, you're now retired, and give me an idea of the worst thing that was said to you while you were driving a bus in Dublin. you can speak your mind. This is a podcast. You can say whatever you want.
All right. No, the first thing is they say, what the fuck are you doing in my country? Get the fuck out of here. The Irish need your jobs and you are taking them and you have to get out of here as soon as possible because I want to call the immigration or you want to pay the price. And something was always similar from the passengers.
That is awful. It really is. Now, your point on this conversation and the reason you got involved in the conversation is you obviously believe that a lot of the resentment to this government announcement that 17,000 undocumented people are to be given the opportunity to stay, you think this ultimately comes down to racism, do you?
Well, it could be great if the government does that. The Irish citizens, they have to understand that they are not the only ones who have the chance to go to their countries and work. Somebody else has the right to go to Ireland and try to get a better life for their families, you know, especially for the kids. So why not the government doing the right thing to accept them and let them work? Now, they are not giving citizenship. They are giving just a permit to live and work there. Now, after, I think it's 5 years later, if you pay your taxes and everything, you can apply for your citizenship and they investigate and they give it to you if everything was okay.
And you can't see why anybody would have a problem with that. But it seems to me, from what I've heard from you, and we've spoken for many years, Reuben, I hadn't realised it was that bad, the sort of abuse you got as a Dublin bus driver.
Can I actually ask you a question, Reuben? What were the age,
yes,
the age of these people that were making these racist comments? Were they old, were they young?
If I remember, between 11, 12 years old to probably 30.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that is, okay, so the people who are, let's just think about this. I want every single one of you listening to this podcast, think about this. There's a man who was driving a Dublin bus around the city centre, bringing you, bringing your mother, bringing your father, bringing your grandparents, bringing your children to and fro from different places, and was racially abused from people aged 12 to 30, okay? Now, here's the thing about that particular age group, okay? They did not grow up in an indigenous country. They grew up in a multiracial Ireland, because we've had a multiracial Ireland for the last 30 years, okay? This is nothing new. So where do they get it from? They get it from the parents. And I firmly believe this, and it's quite a controversial view, but I believe this, and nobody has ever been able to argue the point with me. Most racist Irish people are poorly educated and are from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. And I'm sorry, you can argue with that till the cows come home, but they are. And you only have for evidence of this. Put it this way, any argument I've ever had with anybody online or on a radio show or whatever about racism, bar Pádraig actually seems like a fairly educated man. He'd be the exception. Most are little scroats, poorly educated scroats who've never done a day's work in their life, who've never contributed to anything, and they're poorly educated. Would you agree?
In some cases, yeah.
In most cases.
In a lot of cases, yeah.
You look at your average middle-class person, Adrian, who works in a bank or an accountancy firm or something like that. They don't have those same sort of views. Like, do you think, the people that were racially abused, the cast of The Lion King were racially abused there the other night, do you think the people who racially abused them were solicitors, barristers, bank managers, nurses, doctors?
No, probably
not. What would you say they were?
Scroats.
Inner city scroats.
Well, in fact, I've just gotten a message in and I want you to respond to this. You just lost half your listenership with that fact.
With what fact?
That fact that you just said, people who are racist are from lower socioeconomic backgrounds.
Yes, they are. Well, what's your issue? What's your issue with that, Tom? They are. Because if you look, there's a certain news site, and I won't even give a credence by mentioning, there's a certain news site on Facebook that posts up stories all the time. I was trying to divide people. You know the site I'm talking about. It's a news site. And if you look at the comments that would be posted under that, and you go into the profiles of those people, they're all the same kind of people, that same ilk. And I'm sorry, this has to be said. So, Tom, I know, I'm sorry that the facts hurt your feelings and all that. By the way, I don't think half of our listenership or audience are racist. Absolutely.
Have we
had one racist person on?
Well, sure. I'd put Pádraig nearly in that category.
Well, you could argue that.
Let me ask you, Reuben, just before I let you go, because I know you're on holidays and you're in Mexico right now. Are you looking forward to coming home? Do you feel at home here in Ireland? You've been here for many years. Are you looking forward to coming back?
Yes. I like to go back. I really enjoy my country. It's beautiful for holidays. But, you know, after 21 years in Ireland and 20 years in New York, I love Ireland. The country is beautiful, beautiful sights. I could mention, Jeremy, about the situation with the low-class people who has no knowledge of all the races, and they also just start abusing them.
And it has to be said, and it's an inconvenient truth for a lot of people, but it is. Racism is linked to socioeconomic background. It is. In a lot of cases, it absolutely is. And as I said, as Adrian said...
It's ignorance.
Well, it is ignorance, and they don't pick it up. Like, a 12-year-old... You know, I look at my son. My son doesn't look at colour, doesn't look at race, doesn't look, and we've brought him up to accept all races too. You know, but you have to, that 12-year-old that abused Ruben on the bus, where is he getting that from?
In some cases from his friends.
Yeah. Where are they getting
that
from?
And what I was about to say to you is your young fella could be influenced by some friend in the years to come and given horrible views like that. But Ruben, I have to say, it's nice to hear that despite all the abuse that you got over years driving for Dublin Bus, that you still consider this your home and you're looking forward to coming back after your holiday in Mexico.
That's correct. Yes, I can't wait to go back.
To be honest with you, this will annoy a lot of people as well, but fuck it, pardon me French. I consider you Irish, Ruben. I can see you, consider you as Irish as I am. You've worked here, you've paid taxes here for many, many years. This has been your home. But sadly, there's a whole cohort of people listening to this right now, listening to this podcast, who believe that unless you have white skin, red hair, and your surname is O'Brien or Murphy, you can never be Irish. Mm. And that attitude is bollocks, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Ruben, look forward
see,
to...
Sorry,
go on.
I'm sorry to interrupt. No, it's that if I didn't open my mouth, I'm not dark as the Mexican, my people. My great-grandfather was from Furong, from Wexford. And my skin is not that dark, but as soon as I open my mouth with my accent, that's where the attacks.
Yeah, in fact, I'm looking at your profile.
I think he has a Kerry accent, does he? Is he from Kerry?
I'm looking at your.
I'm getting closer.
I'm looking at your profile picture, Ruben, and I can see how somebody wouldn't mistake you as being non-Irish until you speak, and that's pathetic to judge people on the way they speak. And you've a nicer accent than the Kerry accent, it has to be said.
So I'm going
to
tell Dominic.
You're very good, guys. Thank you.
Great to talk to you as always. Thank you, Ruben. Bye-bye. Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Ruben, who's been a regular listener of ours for many years, and he is in Mexico on his holidays.
Jeremy, maybe you should come up with some evidence before slandering your listeners. Okay, first of all, Noel, I don't think you understand what slander means. Secondly, I wasn't talking about our listeners. I was talking about society in general. So I don't know where you get that from. I didn't say half our listeners were racist. What I said was, you look at some of the news sites online and see the comments that come under any post. I guarantee you, if I did an experiment now, and I put a photograph up on our Facebook page of a black family standing outside a house, and I put a caption under it saying, this family has just been given a house in Blanchardstown. What would the comments be like?
Awful.
They would be absolutely awful.
Yeah, they would.
So now go onto social media and have a look at the comments sometimes.
We'll squeeze in a few more messages. This is Jess.
People saying, like, oh, the immigrants, they just, like, stay on, like, benefits and all that. They don't, you know, pay taxes, pay the way and all. Like, these ones who will, like, who are, like, contributing and all and will, like, be legalised, which is fair enough. Like, there are more Irish people scrounging on benefits. So your man, like, Padraig, is saying, I'm a patriot, is that the other flat out racism. And you just want to take a look in the mirror.
All right, and one final message from Eddie.
Afternoon, lads. For once, I have to agree with Jeremy. People don't like the truth, but he's speaking the truth. And people who have these racist opinions aren't educated, because if you were, you wouldn't hold an opinion like that. Simple as.
All right, Eddie. So he actually agrees with what you were saying.
Thank you, Eddie. Even down to the fact that when you discuss Roma people, and some people don't even have the intelligence to be able to differentiate between, they think everybody that lives in Romania is Roma, by the way. They don't even know the difference between Roma and Romania. I've been in Romania 3 times, and I think I saw 2 Roma people. So you're dealing with people who, A, as Eddie says, they aren't educated, they don't understand history, you know, they probably think that a Spanish person isn't allowed to come here to work. They probably think a Spanish person is a refugee in Ireland. You're dealing with numbskulls. That's what you're dealing with. And you're never going to change those attitudes.
No, absolutely not. All right. Thanks very much indeed for all of your calls, comments, texts and opinions. If you've enjoyed this latest Opinions Matter podcast, please hit subscribe or follow or click on the little bell icon and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.